Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jimmy Carr, and these are my jokes. Let's not fuck about. I haven't got the time. I know what you're thinking. Oh, my God, a Down syndrome Roger Federer. People often say to me, how do you do this for a living? How do you get up in front of people you don't know and tell them jokes? It must be petrifying. Well, I'll tell you how it's done. This is the secret, and it works. If you're doing any kind of public speaking, this is how you do it. What you do is you imagine the people you're talking to are naked. It really works. Couple of quick things to remember. Firstly, don't tell the people you're talking to that's what you're doing. Because that can be a little bit creepy, can't it? And secondly, it doesn't work as well if you work in a kindergarten. If you're young and your parents are getting divorced, it can be a very difficult time, but remember, it's not your fault. Your mum's a slut. No offence, fella. Ooh. An audible intake of breath. Fucking excellent. Brilliant. When I was younger, I couldn't talk to women because I was hiding in their wardrobes, masturbating. Would have totally given it away. You didn't see that coming, did you? Because I was in your wardrobe. I've written a rom-com. Would you like to hear about my rom-com? I've written a romantic comedy. Yeah, I'm very popular with that. You like the rom-coms, don't you, ladies? Of course you do. I've written a romantic comedy. It's about a guy and a girl. Classic. Yeah? Initially, they hate each other. Classic. But they end up in bed together. Classic. It's called The Rapist. Good indicator. This is good advice for young men down here. Good indicator. It's a good indicator that a woman fancies you if when she's talking to you, she touches her hair. If it's her pubic hair, it's a cert. This is solid advice. Add some advice for the older men, the men in long-term relationships, because sometimes, ladies, we can take you for granted. I'm afraid we do. This is advice for the older men that have let standards slip. Can I just remind you, gentlemen, it is never acceptable, never acceptable to answer the phone when lovemaking. Even if you hilariously pick up by saying, I can't talk now, I'm going into a tunnel. Just a bit of advice for the younger men. If you are going to have sex with someone you don't know, always, always, always ask. Maybe things are a little bit different in Montreal. You're looking at me as if to say, well, you don't always ask. Some of these women are French-Canadian. They'll do fucking anything. That was a round of applause from the French-Canadian women that will do fucking everything. God love you. Some common myths. You know the kind of stuff you read about on the internet? If you ever read about sex on the internet, you'll see myths. The stuff that just isn't true. The best lubricant for anal sex is not tears. It's blood. Do you ever use pickup lines? Do you ever pick up a lady with a pickup line? Yeah, of course. Oh, well, I'll give you a few for free. The best pickup line, as we all know, the best pickup line is, will you hold my drink while I go for a shit? That's the best one, because if a girl says, not a problem, she's a keeper. As far as I'm concerned, that line is right up there with, does this rag smell of chloroform to you? And of course, the evergreen, let's not turn this rape into a murder. I was told by my priest, I was raised Catholic. Any Catholics in? Few Catholics? I was raised Catholic, and my Catholic priest told me when I was 12 years of age, he said to me, God is watching you when you masturbate. I said, is he a pedophile too, Father? I I'm joking. I said, is he a pedophile too, Paul? The thing that used to annoy me about church when I was growing up, the thing that used to annoy me about church was all the standing up and sitting down and kneeling. I wish you could just pick a position and fuck me. I bought some Viagra today because you can get, in Montreal, you can get over-the-counter Viagra. I thought, over-the-counter Viagra? That sounds powerful. And I was reading the instructions, because it's a pharmaceutical, you have to take these things seriously. I was reading the instructions on the Viagra. It said on the instructions for Viagra, the warnings and such, it said, keep away from children. I thought, what kind of a man do they think I am? That can't maintain an erection with a child. Of course, the big thing that's happened, I don't know how you felt about it, but for me, Michael Jackson's death, it's just been weird. I watched it in London, where I live. I watched it on the news, and for me, it was very much like when Diana died. I couldn't give a fuck. I was chatting to a guy at a party. He said, what does your girlfriend do? I said, anything but anal. I'm joking, she loves it. I've been with the same girl for 8 years, yeah? We're very happy, yeah? We're very, very happy together. We've been together 8 years and we're not married. People often ask us, they'll come up to us, if you're not married and you're in a long-term relationship, people often come up and they go, have you thought about, have you two thought about maybe? Thought about? You two? Thought about? Hmm? Thought about maybe? Hmm? It's like they're trying to start a fight between us. We're perfectly happy as we are, thanks very much. So whenever anyone comes up to me and says, have you thought about... I always say, what, putting a third finger in? I could give it a go. Frankly, I don't think it's what the relationship is missing. Maybe try the shocker. Two in the pink, one in the stink, that's how that works. Sorry, sir, you seem offended. Two in the goo, one in the poo. There. Who here is in a long-term relationship? Give us a shout if you're in a long-term relationship, yes? It's great, isn't it? It's a great thing to be in. How's this for crazy, though? We've been together 8 years and my girlfriend still gets upset if I use her toothbrush. That's crazy, isn't it, when you consider how intimate we've been? And if you can tell me a better way to get dog shit out of sneakers... I'd love to fucking hear about it, because there's nothing finer. So, did that just prompt a story between you guys? You've got to tell me, what's the story? I told a joke about dog shit in sneakers, and you went, nah, you. You. He asked you what?
What you said.
He asked me what I said. Oh, okay, he didn't hear. Right, I'll sort this out for you. Listen. All right, don't cry. No. Mummy's little bender. Some women worry about one breast being smaller than the other, but focus on the positive. One of them is bigger. And we call that one our favourite. My girlfriend's got one of those tiny little strips of hair. What are they called? Mustache. People often ask me, people often say, have you ever had any gay experiences? Well, yes, Montreal, I have had gay experiences, and I don't mind talking about it. I've been in a shoe shop and said, I have to have them. I've described a cheesecake as to die for. But I've never had the gay experience where someone puts their cock in my mouth and or bum. And really, that is the one that counts. Doesn't count if you do it to them, does it? Does it? I thought it wasn't gay if you didn't push back. Come on, it's definitely not gay if you beat them up afterwards. That's lovely, Jimmy Carr. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers, Montreal.
Ha, ha, ha!